liquid beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire. In his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him in fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around the knotty root and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder. And he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain. And he climbed so slowly, he climbed so slowly ahead. Heard the crack of thunder, and the rocks began to crumble overhead. It tumbled down the mountain to a dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes. And he stood amidst the sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and a thousand birds were hidden before the sky. Whoa! The sacred creed. Until tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours to devour, yours to seize and to obey.
strange thing. Some of you might not even know it, but every one of you is starting to split into two different entities. It's basically like a soul is coming out of your body. You might not even know it, but suddenly there's two people looking at each other for every one of you. And as soon as it comes out of your body, one of them is starting to shrink. And I can see it. I don't know if you can all see it, but right now, that separate soul from your body is all coming out, and this whole entire crowd is starting to shrink, leaving the empty shells of your body behind as the whole rest of them start to leave, and your souls are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and everybody starts coming down the back stair as the soul's there, and they're all coming together and getting ready in the back to go for a little walk. And I can see it right over there now, a tiny pack of tiny little souls walking down the aisleway. And these empty shells of people that are still here in the room don't even realize this is going on, but the whole crowd is now this tiny little group about 1 inch tall. And they're walking up the aisle, pushing away beer cans and trying not to get stepped on by these huge, enormous feet that are all around them. And they're making across and wading through puddles of sweat and spit. Suddenly they get up and they're coming up and they come across this huge velvet curtain down in the front, and they crawl under, going into the orchestra pit. Finally they're up against the stage, and everybody, we're all up against the stage now, and somehow we've got to get up the stage, and we start throwing huge ropes up on the stage. Tiny little soul people, tiny little soul people crawling up the edge of the stage, one by one, helping each other up, pulling the ones who can't make it up onto the stage. And there they are. Oh, and they're coming up. And the tiny little soul people, leaving the empty shells of bodies behind, and they're crawling up the metal leg of the drum riser, and up onto the drum riser, wading through the carpet, going through the drum riser. And one by one, everybody starts shimmying up the cymbal stand, till the whole group is standing on top of this one cymbal right over there, and they look down, and they see it below them, the target that they've all got to jump for, this huge, knotted, ugly mess of hair that they're going to dive into. And they're standing there, and one by one, they dive off into the cymbal. Oh! They're in fish's hair. They're climbing through fish's hair. Oh my God. It hasn't been washed in weeks. They're sticking to the roots. Oh my God. He's trying to shake them off. He's scratching his head. He's trying to get them off, and they're climbing through. The head is rocking back and forth. Quickly, they're taking refuge down beneath his earlobe. One by one, they hang over on his earlobe. And one by one, we all start to go into fish's ear. We're climbing into fish's ear right now. Oh my God, it's dark in here. Oh, the smell is incredible. Trying, pickaxing through the huge clumps of wax and chopping to the hair and getting closer to fish's brain. We're all getting closer to fish's brain. Oh my God. Brain in the distance, but there's a black void, and we're so excited to be part of Fish's brain that we run out into the void, and we're dropping through the void of Fish's head, and suddenly the parachutes come out, the whole crowd were floating down in the blackness. And we look down below us and we see Game Head. The green field stretching off in the distance with a tiny rhombus beside it. The forest going off in the other distance and the huge mountain rising up above. Floating down with our parachutes. Speck we see on the mountain right now. And it's Colonel Corbin. He's climbing up the mountain. Colonel Corbin's climbing up the mountain, and he's trying to find the great knowledge of Nicholas. He's trying to get the helping friendly book. He's trying to get Nicholas the helping friendly book. He's trying to get Nicholas the helping friendly book. He wants to get Nicholas and the helping friendly book. He's got to get Nicholas and the helping friendly book. He wants to get Nicholas and the helping friendly book. He's got to get Nicholas and the helping friendly book. Start to shake and the rocks start to fall and everything's telling him. Mountain's turning ridiculous and I'm helping Bradley Book. And the mountain's turning ridiculous and he's trying to hang on. But the rocks are hitting with his head and they're knocking on the head. And over in the distance he sees the famous mockingbird flying out of the sky, tripping down low, circling all around, coming down low. Lands on Nicholas's shoulder. Nicholas whispers to Sanders Mockingbird. Whispers to the famous Mockingbird. Go steal the helping friendly book from Wilson's castle so that all of our lizard people can be free and live in peace and tranquility with nature for the rest of their life. And so the famous Mockingbird takes off into the sky. Inside a fish's head. Thank you. bunk.